It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several dozen Coloradans are still stuck in Peru after the country closed its borders to slow the spread of COVID-19. Roseanne Casey is one of them. She says she knows there are lots of people working to get them home, but the delay is stretching patients and pocketbooks. And she says the State Department needs to be clearer about its plans to get them on a flight home.
I think at this point, people just need to know that going along with a plan, waiting for a manifest is actually going to pay off instead of just rushing to the airport in Cusco.
The U.S. Embassy has arranged to get Americans in other parts of Peru onto a U.S. charter flight, but not yet for the area where Casey is. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse took questions about coronavirus in a virtual town hall Monday. A college student from Boulder raised the concern that young adults claimed as a dependent on their parents' taxes won't get a stimulus check. Neguse says he's working to change that.
We signed on to a letter to implore the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader to include a fix that would redefine how 17 to 24-year-olds are declared for eligibility purposes so that you would receive these stimulus checks.
As things stand, the $2 trillion federal economic relief plan will only send checks to tax-paying adults who are not claimed on someone else's tax return. Optimism among Colorado business leaders is at its lowest level in 17 years amid the COVID-19 outbreak. That's according to a quarterly survey by researchers at the University of Colorado. The report says nearly 9 in 10 business leaders who responded to the survey say the new coronavirus and its effect on the economy is their biggest concern. Many of the respondents say they are hopeful the economy will rebound in the third quarter of this year. Colorado weather is mostly sunny for a couple of days, then rain and snow returns for the end of the week. Highs today in the 60s around Denver and Colorado Springs, 65 in Fort Collins, and in the 40s today in Vail. This is CPR News.